Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios, giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Tuesday morning to you. Hope you are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there getting the people the good treatment, medicine, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there as well, getting the people from home to work, getting the kiddos from home to school. Appreciate you tapping in with me. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear loading truck drivers out there. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up some good nourishment early this morning. And of course, shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Make sure you download the free Odyssey app as always so you can catch me at home on the go. Don't matter where you're at, you can always listen to the Hometown Take. And if you get to sleep in one morning, you're not up at this hour, you can listen to me whenever you decide to wake up and get your day going as well. Okay, lot to get into this morning, per usual. First and foremost, we will talk about the Atlanta Braves. They looked good yesterday. Pitching was solid. Darius Vines, solid. And just his, we got to remember, last night was just his third major league start ever. First this season, obviously. And he was good. 4 2/3 innings and put in some good work here, as I will give you the full line. 4 2/3 innings, as I said, 4 hits. Only gave up the 1 run, 3 walks. Would like to see him get that down, obviously, but no harm really done because of it, and 4 strikeouts. So, again, if we can just get somebody, anybody, whether it's Darius Vines, whether it's A.J. Smith-Shaw or Bryce Elder, doesn't matter. I've talked about this. We just need somebody to come in and step up, and when you get the – pitching. I mean, the offense going to show up. You show they got you six runs. I mean, the Braves seem like they're good for about at least 4 to 6 runs a game, at least, maybe more. You know, we've had a couple of 9 spots already this year. So as long as the pitching can come correct, the bullpen can come correct as it did yesterday. Braves bullpen did a nice job as well. Aaron Bummer, who had been shaky a little bit, he goes 2/3 innings, only gives up a hit. Pierce Johnson went 1 1/3 inning, only gave up 2 hits, had 2 strikeouts as well. No runs, obviously. A.J. Minter with the nice hold, an inning and a third. He doesn't give up anything. And then Jesse Chavez closing things out, and he only gives up the 1 walk, and then he gets a strikeout as well. So Darius Vines was good. He did what he really needed to do, going nearly 5 innings. It would have been nice for him to go 5 and get the win, but Aaron Bummer ends up getting the win. So it's all good. Darius Vines came in and gave the support that he really needed to. Aaron Bummer and the rest of the bullpen did what they needed to do, and it was a good night. Now, I will say this. The Astros have been struggling. They aren't necessarily the Astros of old, of the past few years. They definitely aren't the Astros team we beat in 2021 to win it all, which, by the way, that was the first time the Braves were back in Houston since winning the World Series, if you were not aware. So definitely an emotional night for guys like Austin Riley, who had a big night. Ronald Acuña Jr., even though he wasn't playing, he was still there with the team. So definitely a emotional night for guys like I said, Ronnie, Ozzy, Austin Riley, Travis d'Arnaud as well. While there, even Adam Duvall, he got a pinch hit. He got to pinch hit yesterday, and he drew a walk as well. So emotional night, but a good night for the Braves as they get themselves a victory. And look, hopefully the Braves now can put a few wins together, start to hopefully build that lead up in the NL East more. And look, there's plenty of time. Nobody's really worried about the standings right now, how everything looks right now. But it would be nice to see the Braves get themselves on an early roll and maybe create a little bit of separation between themselves and the rest of the NL East. So hopefully against this Houston team, they can do that, get themselves a sweep. They got 2 remaining games in this series before they travel back home to take on the defending World Series champion, Texas Rangers. So hopefully the Braves can get themselves a couple more W's before they take on and get themselves some confidence before they take on, obviously, a really solid team in the Texas Rangers. But again, that'll be nice to get them at home. They get the Marlins and Guardians at home. So a nice long homestand coming up for the Bravos after this. Nice long 9-game homestand for the Braves after these 2 against the Houston Astros. And as I said, they are back in action tonight. The Braves are. Reynaldo Lopez going to be on the mound for the Braves, who Reynaldo Lopez has looked really, really good thus far. And you're hoping tonight, again, against a Houston lineup that's still okay. I mean, they're still solid, but they've definitely been struggling. Like I said, they're not the Houston Astros of old. So hopefully Reynaldo can keep up his early season success. And it's going to be Hunter Brown for the Astros on the mound. He's 0-2 thus far, and he's gotten shelled in his first 2 outings. In his first start, he went up against – his first start was March 30th. He went up against the Yankees. He went 4 innings, gave up 4 hits, only gave up the 1 run. But then his last 2 starts hasn't been good for him. Against the Rangers, he only went 3 innings, gave up 8 hits, 5 runs, all of them earned, gave up a home run as well, 4 walks too, and only had 3 strikeouts. And his latest start against the Kansas City Royals on April 11th, he only was able to go 2/3 of an inning. Didn't even make it out of the first inning, gave up 11 hits, 9 runs, all of them earned, gave up a homer and a walk as well. So, oof, he has struggled as of late, and so hopefully the Braves can just keep piling on him. I mean, it is what it is. Hopefully the Braves can get a lot of runs off of him as he has struggled as of late. So that'll be good. The game is supposed to be on TBS. I'm not sure if it'll be blacked out here or not. Hopefully it won't be, but we'll see. But, you know, for all my people that don't have Bally out there, you know, you might be able to catch them on TBS tonight, but I'm not quite sure. They may or may not get blacked out, but we shall see. So there's an update on the Braves for you. I do want to spend some time talking about the WNBA draft, because the WNBA draft was last night, and we did see Caitlin Clark go number one overall to the Indiana Fever, which, by the way, the season starts May 3rd. I mean, Fever and then Dallas Wings taking on each other at 8 p.m. I mean, that is going to be a quick turnaround for the likes of Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, Camila Cardozo. Like, their turn, they literally had, what, a week between the Final Four? No, so they had a week and a day, I believe it was, because their Final Four National Championship match, well, I guess this is more so for Caitlin Clark and Camila Cardozo, because their Final Four game was, their National Championship game was on Sunday. Then they come on this Monday. They had a week in between. They come on a Monday and have the WNBA draft, and then they'll have a little bit of downtime, but now they got to start, you know, getting ready for the season with their respective WNBA teams and getting ready for the season. So you got to think at some point, you know, if they, I don't know if they'll necessarily come out the gate slow, but if at some point some or maybe even all these players hit somewhat of a rookie wall, you got to just think it's because of straight up fatigue. Now, obviously, all of these young women are in great shape, but still, I mean, just no time to really recover for them because, again, they're just coming off the season, and now they're about to get ready for a whole nother season with a new team and a new environment that they're not necessarily comfortable in yet. So it's going to be tough for them, but they will manage, and I know their coaches and coaching staffs will manage. So I'll go ahead and give you a quick rundown of how it all looked as far as order goes and who got picked where. Obviously, I told you the Indiana Fever selected Caitlin Clark with the first overall pick. With the number two overall pick, the Los Angeles Sparks picked Cameron Abrink, the power forward out of Stanford. With the third overall pick, Camila Cardozo, she went to the Chicago Sky. Obviously, the center out of South Carolina. The Sparks, again, who had the second and fourth overall picks, they picked the very good small forward out of Tennessee and Rekia Jackson. So, Los Angeles Sparks and both the Chicago Sky, who had two high first-round picks, they are they're loading up, and they loaded up a little bit. So, fourth overall pick, Rekia Jackson from Tennessee gets picked. Fifth, the Dallas Wings selected J.C. Sheldon, a shooting guard out of Ohio State. The Washington Mystics selected a name you're probably familiar with, Aaliyah Edwards, the small forward winger. And she played big down at UConn, but she's kind of a forward. She can kind of be kind of a point forward type in the WNBA, but Aaliyah Edwards goes to the Washington Mystics. And then how about this? Two girls that played each other, that played against each other last season, now on the same team. Angel Reese also going to the Chicago Sky, who had the third and the seventh overall picks. So Camila Cardozo and now Angel Reese on the same team. And, man, I mean, you talk about the future for the Chicago Sky. They're gonna have some length in the post. I mean, Camila Cardozo, and look, I would assume they're going to play at the same time. You have both of them kind of at that forward spot. So Camila Cardozo and Angel Reese be on the same team. That's some good length for the Chicago Sky. The Minnesota Lynx, selected Alyssa Pilley from Utah. Dallas Wings selected Carla Light. She's a shooting guard from France. And I'm going to skip down here a few. By the way, if you are wondering, the Atlanta Dream had the 12th overall pick, and they selected Nadiu Pouch. She's a power forward from Australia. So, again, not a name you're going to necessarily be familiar with probably, but they get some good length in the post and hopefully another good weapon to go, obviously, with their team now. And other names you might be aware of, Nika Mule. She was the point guard out of UConn. She goes to the Seattle Storm. And Daisha Fair, straight-up bucket-getter out of Syracuse. She ends up going 16th to Las Vegas Aces. And that's a scary good pickup for the Aces, really, because, if she can adjust quickly, that's going to be just even more firepower for an Aces team that is already stacked and is already back-to-back champion. So that's actually a sneaky good pickup for the Aces. So just wanted to give you a little update on the WNBA draft there, and again, show the women some love, and obviously, had a lot of star power in this WNBA draft. Obviously, Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, Camila Cardoso, Cameron Brink, Daisha Fair, and company as they move on to the next level of their professional career. So obviously, wish nothing but the best for them. But when we come back here 5 minutes from now on the Hometown Take, Raheem Morris talked to one Steve Weiss, chief national reporter for NFL Network, also used to cover the Falcons for a time and worked for the Falcons for a time, as a matter of fact. He sat down with Atlanta Falcons head coach Raheem Morris, and Raheem Morris talked about why the Falcons got Kirk Cousins, why they signed Kirk Cousins, why it's going to be important to have a veteran QB and a leader like Kirk Cousins on a team that has young weapons such as Drake London, Bijan Robinson, and Kyle Pitts. And they talked about more as well. So we'll get all into it next year when we come back 5 minutes from now on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Tuesday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there giving the people the good treatment, medicine, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night rear and front loading truck drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers out there as well, serving up some good nourishment for the people this morning, giving them some much needed energy. Shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now. And, of course, shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there as well, getting the people from home to work or getting the kiddos from home to school. I appreciate you as well. Okay, Raheem Morris, he sat down with former reporter for the Falcons, but now he is the chief national reporter for NFL Network, talking about one Steve Wyche, great at what he does, and he's a friend of the station. So Steve Wyche, Raheem Morris sat down yesterday talking about, obviously, Raheem Morris being the new coach for the Falcons and the moves that they've made and a bevy of different things I'm going to let you hear from right about now. So first and foremost, Raheem Morris, or Steve Wyche, I should say, asked Raheem Morris, why Kirk Cousins? Why did y'all go after Kirk Cousins? Why did you pursue him in free agency, and why did you end up signing quarterback Kirk Cousins?
Raheem, Falcons been in the news this offseason, going out and getting yourself a quarterback in Kirk Cousins. Just kind of explain why he was the target and he's the guy that you wanted to coach.
You know, when I got the job, you identified what you wanted to improve and some of the areas you wanted to get better at. We got a lot of help in that area going to look for the person that was best that would fit us. And we targeted Kurt because of some of the current relationships, some of the relationships that I had with Kurt before, watching him come into the league as a rookie and being really impressed with him in Washington. And then to watch him go through the league and just have the success that he's had. I couldn't be more excited to get a young man like Kurt. Still a young man.
I was about to say a young man. A lot of people in football years might be like, say what?
He is, man. He's still a young man. He's still got great energy. I can feel the professionalism and just grow over the years, and really critical role for a piece for us to get this offseason, and we wanted to get it done in the worst way.
How's the Achilles and what's the timetable?
He's moving forward really well. He's doing such a good job, and we want to get him to build. And obviously April 2nd, we'll start our offseason program. He'll be in the building. He'll be in full attendance. I know we've all seen the famous tennis court video that we all get excited about, but I'm going to let the people that's a lot smarter than me handle when exactly put him out there. And we'll make sure we're cautious and we listen. I know he's eager, so I won't ask him, because if you ask him, he'd be on the field tomorrow.
Right.
We'll make sure we take the proper steps to make sure he's ready to win in September.
You've been in a lot of winning cultures in this league, especially coming from the Rams. But what about Kirk's temperament and looking at this roster you have? Because it is a fairly young roster. And just the importance of having somebody who's a little sage, even though you say he's a young man, to be able to lead this young group and help them understand what it takes to win ball games.
You know, the excitement of bringing in Kirk, it comes along with a lot of pressure, particularly on Kurt and myself. But it's only pressure if you don't have the pieces around him. And I just felt like just getting the job day one with Kyle Pitts, Drake London, Bijan Robinson, being able to add, you know, all these different players that we added throughout the offseason really fired me up to be able to get those guys in there to be around him. He's a leader of men. I couldn't think of a better scenario for the Atlanta Falcons and Raheem Morris, to be honest.
There you have it there. A couple of quick hitters there from Steve Wyche. You heard Raheem Morris talk about his Achilles and how he's doing fine, but obviously they're going to be extra cautious when it comes to their starting quarterback and him recovering from his Achilles injury. So obviously they're going to be cautious there. You heard him talk about that, talk about why it is important to have a guy like Kirk Cousins be in the room when, you know, they're trying to develop their young skill position players like a Drake London, a Kyle Pitts, a Bijan Robinson. Because, I mean, and you heard Raheem Morris call Kirk Cousins a leader of men. And that's really important because when you have that at the most important position, it just it means everything for a football team. And it's just going to be so good for, you know, Drake and Kyle and Bijan and Tyler Algier and just everybody really to be able to look to Kirk, not only knowing that he's going to know where all those guys are supposed to be at the same time, and then also, you know, just be able to have a pick-me-up when they need it, and being able to really look to him for advice, not only when it comes to football, but even non-football stuff. And, you know, even when it comes to football, you know, he's going to be there for them. And then he's going to be able to guide them and really just help their development, you know, on and off the field. So very, very important to really be able to bring in a guy like Kirk Cousins, not only for what he's going to do on the field, of course, but what he's going to be able to provide off the field and the kind of leader he's going to be as well. So good stuff there from Raheem Morris. And also, we are all wondering about one Kyle Pitts, right? This is really his time. Now, we saw what Kyle Pitts could do when Matt Ryan was his quarterback in Kyle Pitts' rookie season. He had a monster rookie season as far as catches, receiving yards, almost broke Mike Ditka's rookie record. And again, he didn't have necessarily the touchdowns, but being in his rookie year, he still had a very, very good rookie season. Ended up being a Pro Bowler. And then obviously with Marcus Mariota, his injury, and then Desmond Ridder, not great. And now, obviously, we are, as Falcons fans, looking at Kyle Pitts like, is this guy legit or what? Like, what's up? So hopefully Kirk Cousins can bring the best out of Kyle Pitts. And I think that's what we're all hoping for. And we all hope that, you know, Kyle Pitts can get him involved and get him in the game and get him the touches, the catches, and hopefully even the touchdowns that we all expected Kyle to get and what we all expected Kyle to be able to do when the Falcons drafted him with the fourth overall pick. So that is what Raheem Morris talked about next with Steve Wyche, as Wyche, you'll hear, asking him, what's the plan for Kyle Pitts?
When you think about Kyle Pitts, you know what he is.
Oh,
you know, big, friendly target that can catch the ball and run, make the impossible catches in the red zone. There's going to be a plan to use those guys. There's going to be a plan to get those guys all involved, particularly him. You know, he'll be a focal point of what we want to do. We're not going to sit here and give you any outrageous stat of how many times we're going to give him the ball, but he'll certainly be a part of it. He is well-versed in what he wants to do and how he wants to play, and now he's just getting better and maturing even more since I've even been in the building now.
I know you love DBs. And you've got just a stud corner in A.J. Terrell and then safety Jesse Bates. How excited are you to kind of work with those guys on the back end?
I left A.J. here when we drafted him as a rookie, and he was one of the most impressive guys that I've been around from a rookie standpoint, from especially in the secondary, with the maturity, how he played, how he worked, and I can't wait to move forward with him. But watching Jesse last year play was outstanding. He got a chance to go to Atlanta and really show the world who he was and how much of a playmaker he is, how smart he is, how unique he is. I'm really ecstatic to work with him as well. And that room period, you know, really fires me up.
Last question. Got a number 8 pick. You've got some really nice pieces already in place. So I'll put it to you this way. More important for you to have the edge rusher who can win to disrupt the quarterback or the corner who can also help you play 10-on-10?
You know, you're dealing with a veteran reporter here in San Diego, Steve, and he's trying to ask me who we're picking at 8.
Yes, I am.
And we're absolutely not going to give that up. We'll take the best player there for us.
Come on.
And we will always stick to that. To put us in a corner or to pigeonhole us at a position will be unfair to the work and the process that's been put on throughout the building. since I've been there.
Darius thought you were.
Yeah, you knew he wasn't going to give anything away. I mean, come on. You knew he wasn't going to give anything away. Him and Terry Fontenot got that script down. I mean, they sat in a room, you could tell, for a little while. I'd be like, look, if anybody asks these number of questions, if they ask any of these array of questions in any way, shape, or form, this is exactly what we're going to say. This is the script. Like, they really have lines when it comes to this. So, yeah, it was funny there. You know, and Steve Wise, you're like, come on. And Ryan's like, no, you're not going to get that out of me. Got to keep it tight to the vest, especially now that we're, what, a week and 2 days away from the NFL draft. So that was good there. But you also heard Raheem Morris talk about not only Kyle Pitts and the plan to get him involved, and obviously they're planning on using him and making sure he is a big weapon for Kirk Cousins and the Falcons offense this season. But you also heard him talk about there A.J. Terrell and Jesse Bates and how he's excited to not only work with Jesse Bates but be back with A.J. Terrell, because obviously – AJ was a rookie when Raheem Morris was there, and he's excited to get to work with him again. And look, you know, if you get Jesse Bates, AJ Terrell, and even like I said, D. Alford and Clark Phillips in a nickel type of role, along with a cornerback to go opposite side AJ Terrell, I mean, this could be a really, really good secondary if you get the right guy to go at corner. And that's why I said I won't be upset at all if they end up drafting a corner with the 8th overall pick, because again, this draft does seem like it's at least deeper with solid. Obviously, you won't be getting the best pass rusher or one of the best pass rushers if you get an edge rusher in the second round, but the edge rusher you'll get in the second round probably going to be better than the cornerback you get in the second round. Look, maybe I'm way off. Maybe there's not going to be that big of a drop-off. We're not going to know until these guys hit the field, obviously. But as of right now, as it seems, and what the word on the street is that this class is deeper with edge rushers than it is with cornerbacks. So, again, if Raheem Morris and Terry Fontenot decide, you know what, there's more of a drop-off from getting a corner at 8, then getting a corner at 43, there's more of a drop-off there than getting an edge at 8 and getting an edge at 43. So if they decide to get a corner at 8, I don't think any of us should be upset. I don't think any of us Falcons fans would be upset because, again, both are a position of need. And, you know, you could argue that they'll still draft the best player available, which, again, they have been preaching, you know. And look, they're going to tell you regardless, whoever they pick, they're going to tell you that was the best player available, at least in their eyes, that who was the best player available was. So, I mean, that is what it is. But it does, hearing from Raheem Morris, every time I hear from Raheem Morris, it really just makes me more and more excited about the season because, again, knock on whatever this table is made out of, if Kirk Cousins stays healthy, I think this offense – will end up being really, really good. I am intrigued, though, because, you know, we have heard from a couple of people. One, Brian Baldinger, and we've heard from some guys that there could be maybe a curveball coming. I know Baldy joined the Steakhouse yesterday, and he talked about how he's not sold that, you know, it's going to be just edge for the Falcons at 8. He's not sold like everybody else. Seems like, as we talked about it yesterday, it seems like everybody, every single draft analyst, everybody out there is picking Dallas Turner to be the Falcons' 8th overall pick. And Baldy's not so sold on that. So, you know, it does intrigue me, and Baldy's very plugged in. So, you know, hearing stuff like that, it does intrigue me a little bit of what would they do again if a Roma Dunze or a Malik Nabers somehow falls in the Falcons' lap, and they'll have to make a choice between a Malik Nabers or a Dallas Turner, or if they have to make a choice between a Roma Dunze or a Dallas Turner or somebody like that. So that does intrigue me, but at the end of the day, I think they're going to – it's either – again, it's coming down to three guys. And I said this yesterday. It's coming down to three guys. Dallas Turner, Terrion Arnold, Kenyon Mitchell. I think it's going to be between those three for 8th overall pick. Now, at 43, I'm not so sure. Because if at 43, Ladd McConkey is there, he might be hard to pass up. But then there's also, you know, Kamari Lassiter. He might be there. If Kool-Aid McKinstry is there, he might be the guy. And then, you know, obviously, there's also rumors, too. Again, Baldy put out there they might be looking quarterback with the second-round pick. Who knows? And maybe Michael Penix does end up in a Falcons uniform. I hope not, but not because I don't want Michael Penix, just because we got more needs than we got more needs than, you know, we don't have the luxury to draft a quarterback with our second overall pick, basically. So, anywho, we'll see what happens, but it's good to always hear from the new Falcons head coach, and I'm sure it gets you excited for the season just like it does myself. But when we come back, play-in tournament starts tonight on the Western Conference. I want to break it down, and obviously we'll talk about the Hawks a little bit as well. And speaking of the Hawks, Trae Young has been snubbed again, it looks like. I'll explain next right here on the Hometown Take. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Tuesday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Tuesday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there, giving the people the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers, serving up some good nourishment early this morning. All my early morning, late night bus drivers, getting the people from home to work or the kiddos from home to school. Shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. And all my early morning front-loading and rear-loading truck drivers, too. Can't forget about them. They're important. All right. NBA play-in tournament starts tonight. The Western Conference play-in tournament will get going. And first and foremost, it's going to be the 7-8 game between the Lakers and the Pelicans. The Pelicans are the 7th seed. Lakers are the 8th seed. So the Pelicans will be the home team. Lakers will be the away team. The winner of this game will get the 7 seed. I'm sure you all know how the play-in tournament works by now. But if you don't, the Pelicans and Lakers, 7-8 game, winner gets the 7 seed, and they will be in the playoffs, and they will end up playing the 2 seed out in the Western Conference, which is the defending world champion Denver Nuggets. So, look, it could be a rematch of the Western Conference Finals last year. If the Lakers win tonight, it'll be a rematch of the Western Conference Finals between the Lakers and the Nuggets in the first round. So that'll be a tough pull for both, really, the Lakers and the Nuggets. But even if the Pelicans win, I got the Nuggets. If the Lakers win, I got the Nuggets. I just don't see the Nuggets losing in the first round. Now, I think the Lakers have a better chance of taking down the Nuggets just because Lakers got LeBron, Lakers got Anthony Davis, Lakers have more experience. But, you know, I won't necessarily count the Pelicans out. I just think the Pelicans are a little young. You know, this will be Zion's first go in the playoffs, I think, right? I don't know if Zion has been in the playoffs yet. I'll have to look that up. But the Pelicans, you know, they've been playing well this year. Zion being relatively healthy, they've been good. They've been a solid team. And, you know, they got Trey Murphy out there. They got Jose Alvarado, the Georgia Tech grad. He's been balling out. So they have some good pieces. Obviously, CJ McCollum. Obviously, Brandon Ingram. They got good pieces out there in New Orleans. And they're a solid team. But they ain't the Denver Nuggets. They ain't the reigning MVP in Nikola Jokic. They ain't the Joker. They ain't Aaron Gordon. They ain't Jamal Murray. They ain't Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. They ain't, why am I forgetting my guy's name? Michael Porter Jr. There we go. They ain't those guys. Okay? So give me the Nuggets, no matter if it's the Pelicans or the Lakers. But as far as this game goes, whew, I don't know, because the Lakers, I think in their recent game, I think they just played the Pelicans. Yeah, they just played the Pelicans. And if the Pelicans would have won, the Pelicans would have avoided the play-in tournament. Day-Day was telling me that the other day. It might have been yesterday, as a matter of fact. But anywho, the Lakers just beat the Pelicans on Sunday, 124-108. And again, the Pelicans could have avoided the play-in tournament if they would have won that game. But when the Lakers are on a mission, when it comes postseason time, when LeBron gets into that mode, the Lakers are a very capable team. I mean, we didn't think the Lakers were going to make it to the Western Conference Finals last year, and they did. Just to give you what happened in Sunday's game, when, again, the Lakers beat the Pelicans 124-108 in the last regular season game of the year. Anthony Davis, 30 points, 11 rebounds. We know what he can do when he is healthy. He went 13-17 from the field. Again, 30 points, 11 rebounds. Rui Hachimura, 11 points. LeBron James had a triple-double, 28, 17, and 11. He's still capable of, you know, putting up some good games when he needs to. And, you know, he does a good job of kind of pacing himself to be ready for the postseason. D'Angelo Russell continues to have a solid season. He had 19 points. He was 5 of 10 from 3, 6 of 13 from the field, 4 assists. And Austin Reeves, who continues to be good. I mean, 20 points for him, 3 of 7 from 3, 8 of 12 from the field. Now, the real question for me about the Lakers is, we know their starters can get it done. They got a good starting lineup. What is their bench going to do? Torian Prince in that game had 9 points. He was 3 of 6 from the field, 1 of 1 from 3. He'll have to be big. Spencer Dinwiddie off the bench will have to be big. Gabe Vincent is back, so can Gabe Vincent put some good performances together? Jackson Hayes will need to be big off the bench too. Cam Reddish, he was actually a DMP. So I don't know what's going on with Cam Reddish now. I'm going to leave that there. Anywho, we'll see if he gets any playing time. Because right now, I will say this. The Pelicans bench, when they're healthy, in which they are pretty healthy right now, the Pelicans bench is deeper. The Pelicans are deeper than the Lakers. Because if you have a starting lineup of which is CJ McCollum, Jonas Valanciunas, Herb Jones, Brandon Ingram, Zion Williamson. That is their first choice starting lineup, right? When you got that, and then you have Larry Nance Jr. coming off the bench. You got Jose Alvarado coming off the bench. Trey Murphy III coming off the bench, being a 3-and-D guy who can fill it up. When you have those guys coming off the bench, Pelicans are deeper, and the Pelicans can take down the Lakers. But again, if Anthony Davis and LeBron James put their mind to it, and you get some good performances from D'Angelo Russell, you get some good performances from Austin Reeves, Torian Prince, Spencer Dinwiddie, Gabe Vincent, if they can knock down some threes, make some plays, Lakers can be right there too. So this will be an intriguing game for me. I'll definitely have my eyes glued to this one. So that is the first game of the play-in tournament tonight. Second game is also going to be a good one. It is the 9-10 game, which is the Kings, who are the 9 seed, and the Golden State Warriors, believe it or not, are the 10 seed. So we'll see who is able to get the dub there. I'll go ahead and give you the score last time these two teams played. It's actually been a minute since these last two teams played, a hot second. Last time these two teams matched up, well, I'm trying to find it here. You know what? I could have took a different route to get here. But anywho, last time these two teams matched up, I think it was the Kings who got the win. Anywho, it's not popping up for me right now. But I will say this. You know, Steph Curry can win you a game still, night in, night out. If Klay Thompson is shooting well, yep, the Warriors could definitely get the job done. But, you know, De'Aaron Fox, DeMontis Sabonis, Kevin Herter, if he's shooting well, he's definitely an X factor. So that'll be an interesting game, too, for me. But whoever they play, they'll end up playing the Oklahoma City Thunder in the first round, which if OKC, if Golden State ends up making it out of the play-in, OKC might be in trouble. Now, OKC's really good, and they got fresh legs. They're young. Golden State a little bit older, but Golden State has championship pedigree. Golden State got championship experience. If it ends up being OKC and Golden State in the first round, OKC better win all their games at home. Don't let Golden State get a win on the road, because then it might be over with for OKC. And they're a young team, too. This is really their first run in the postseason. It's going to be interesting. So, I mean, it's not Shai's first time in the postseason. He made the playoffs when Chris Paul was on that squad. But as a core group, Chet, Shai, the Jalen Williams duo, like, it's going to be interesting for them. So we'll see. Obviously, the Hawks, they'll take on the Chicago Bulls tomorrow. And real quick before we hand things off to the morning shift, the USA, we'll talk about this more tomorrow. USA Basketball finalizing its 2024 Paris Olympics roster. Steph Curry, LeBron James, Kevin Durant, Jason Tatum, Joel Embiid, Devin Booker, Tyrese Halliburton. Okay. No Paul George, no Jalen Brunson. Again, we'll get into tomorrow. Anthony Edwards, Jrue Holiday, Bam Adebayo, and Anthony Davis is the squad for right now. They initially might keep one spot open. That's the report from Adrian Wojnarowski. So, again, we'll dive deeper into that more tomorrow. But for now, we're going to hand things off to the morning shift. Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson, Rob Tribble filling in for one Tiffany Blackman. We'll see what they got coming up on a Tuesday edition of the program next. That's right, after this on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Tuesday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there, giving the people the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up some good nourishment early this morning. All my early morning, late night bus drivers getting the people from home to work or the kiddos from home to school. Shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. And all my early morning front-loaded and rear-loaded truck drivers, too. Can't forget about them. They're important. All right. NBA play-in tournament starts tonight. The Western Conference play-in tournament will get going. And first and foremost, it's going to be the 7-8 game between the Lakers and the Pelicans. The Pelicans are the 7th seed. Lakers are the 8th seed. So the Pelicans will be the home team. Lakers will be the away team. The winner of this game will get the 7 seed. I'm sure you all know how the play-in tournament works by now. But if you don't, the Pelicans and Lakers, 7-8 game, winner gets the 7 seed, and they will be in the playoffs, and they will end up playing the 2 seed out in the Western Conference, which is the defending world champion Denver Nuggets. So, look, it could be a rematch of the Western Conference Finals last year. If the Lakers win tonight, it'll be a rematch of the Western Conference Finals between the Lakers and the Nuggets in the first round. So that could be that'll be a tough pull for both, really, the Lakers and the Nuggets. But even if the Pelicans win, I got the Nuggets. If the Lakers win, I got the Nuggets. I just don't see the Nuggets losing in the first round. Now, I think the Lakers have a better chance of taking down the Nuggets just because Lakers got LeBron. Lakers got Anthony Davis. Lakers have more experience. But, you know, I won't necessarily count the Pelicans out. I just think the Pelicans are a little young. You know, this will be Zion's first go in the playoffs, I think, right? I don't know if Zion has been in the playoffs yet. I'll have to look that up. But the Pelicans, you know, they've been playing well this year. Zion being relatively healthy, they've been good. They've been a solid team. And, you know, they got Trey Murphy out there. They got Jose Alvarado, the Georgia Tech grad, he's been balling out. So they have some good pieces. Obviously, CJ McCollum, obviously Brandon Ingram. They got good pieces out there in New Orleans, and they're a solid team. But they ain't the Denver Nuggets. They ain't the reigning MVP in Nikola Jokic. They ain't the Joker. They ain't Aaron Gordon. They ain't Jamal Murray. They ain't Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. They ain't why am I forgetting my guy's name? Michael Porter Jr. There we go. They ain't those guys. Okay. So, give me the Nuggets, no matter if it's the Pelicans or the Lakers. But as far as this game goes, I don't know, because the Lakers, I think in their recent game, I think they just played the Pelicans. Yeah, they just played the Pelicans, and if the Pelicans would have won, the Pelicans would have avoided the play-in tournament. Day-Day was telling me that the other day. It might have been yesterday, as a matter of fact. But anywho, yeah, the Lakers just beat the Pelicans on Sunday, 124-108. And again, the Pelicans could have avoided the play-in tournament if they would have won that game. But when the Lakers are on a mission, when it comes postseason time, when LeBron gets into that mode, the Lakers are a very capable team. I mean, we didn't think the Lakers were going to make it to the Western Conference Finals last year, and they did. And just to give you what happened in Sunday's game, when, again, the Lakers beat the Pelicans 124-108 in the last regular season game of the year. Anthony Davis, 30 points, 11 rebounds. We know what he can do when he is healthy. He went 13-17 from the field. Again, 30 points, 11 rebounds. Rui Hachimura, 11 points. LeBron James had a triple-double, 28, 17, and 11. He's still capable of, you know, putting up some good games when he needs to. And, you know, he does a good job of kind of pacing himself. It's to be ready for the postseason. D'Angelo Russell continues to have a solid season. He had 19 points. He was 5-10 from 3, 6-13 from the field, 4 assists. And Austin Reeves, who continues to be good. I mean, 20 points for him, 3-7 from 3, 8-12 from the field. Now, the real question for me about the Lakers is, we know their starters can get it done. They got a good starting lineup. What is their bench going to do? Torian Prince in that game had 9 points. He was 3-6 from the field, 1-1 from three. He'll have to be big. Spencer Dinwiddie off the bench will have to be big. Gabe Vincent is back, so can Gabe Vincent put some good performances together? Jackson Hayes will need to be big off the bench too. Cam Reddish, he was actually a DMP. So I don't know what's going on with Cam Reddish now. I'm going to leave that there. Anywho, we'll see if he gets any playing time. Because right now, I will say this. The Pelicans bench, when they're healthy, in which they are pretty healthy right now, the Pelicans bench is deeper. The Pelicans are deeper than the Lakers. Because if you have a starting lineup of which is CJ McCollum, Jonas Valanciunas, Herb Jones, Brandon Ingram, Zion Williamson. That is their first choice starting lineup, right? When you got that, and then you have Larry Nance Jr. coming off the bench. You got Jose Alvarado coming off the bench. Trey Murphy III coming off the bench, being a 3-and-D guy who can fill it up. When you have those guys coming off the bench, Pelicans are deeper. And the Pelicans can take down the Lakers. But again, if Anthony Davis and LeBron James put their mind to it, and you get some good performances from D'Angelo Russell, you get some good performances from Austin Reeves, Torian Prince, Spencer Dinwiddie, Gabe Vincent, if they can knock down some threes, make some plays, Lakers can be right there too. So this will be an intriguing game for me. I'll definitely have my eyes glued to this one. So that is the first game of the play-in tournament tonight. Second game is also going to be a good one. It is the 9-10 game, which is the Kings, who are the 9 seed, and the Golden State Warriors, believe it or not, are the 10 seed. So we'll see who is able to get the dub there. I'll go ahead and give you the score last time these two teams played. It's actually been a minute since these last two teams played, a hot second. Last time these two teams matched up, well, I'm trying to find it here. You know what? I could have took a different route to get here. But anywho, last time these two teams matched up, I think it was the Kings got the win. Anywho, it's not popping up for me right now. But I will say this. You know, Steph Curry can win you a game still, night in, night out. If Klay Thompson is shooting well, yep, the Warriors could definitely get the job done. But, you know, De'Aaron Fox, DeMontis Sabonis, Kevin Herter, if he's shooting well, he's definitely an X factor. So that'll be an interesting game, too, for me. But whoever they play, they'll end up playing the Oklahoma City Thunder in the first round, which if Golden State ends up making it out of the play-in, OKC might be in trouble. Now, OKC's really good, and they got fresh legs. They're young. Golden State a little bit older, but Golden State has championship pedigree. Golden State got championship experience. If it ends up being OKC and Golden State in the first round, OKC better win all their games at home. Don't let Golden State get a win on the road, because then it might be over with for OKC. And they're a young team, too. This is really their first run in the postseason. It's going to be interesting. So, I mean, it's not Shai's first time in the postseason. He made the playoffs when Chris Paul was on that squad. But as a core group, Chet, Shai, Jalen Williams duo, like, it's going to be interesting for them. So we'll see. Obviously, the Hawks, they'll take on the Chicago Bulls tomorrow. And real quick before we hand things off to the morning shift, the USA, we'll talk about this more tomorrow. USA Basketball finalizing its 2024 Paris Olympics roster. Steph Curry, LeBron James, Kevin Durant, Jason Tatum, Joel Embiid, Devin Booker, Tyrese Halliburton. Okay. No Paul George, no Jalen Brunson. Again, we'll get into tomorrow. Anthony Edwards, Jrue Holiday, Bam Adebayo, and Anthony Davis is the squad for right now. They initially might keep one spot open. That's the report from Adrian Wojnarowski. So, again, we'll dive deeper into that more tomorrow. But for now, we're going to hand things off to the morning shift. Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson, Rob Tribble filling in for one Tiffany Blackman. We'll see what they got coming up on a Tuesday edition of the program next. That's right, after this on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.